Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How's it going? This is Adam. I'm getting back to you about that insurance benefits out there in the state. I mean, what state are you in over there?
I'm in Wyoming, but I've already found my insurance. Thank you.
Oh, you already found some insurance? Congratulations. Awesome, awesome. Can I ask you how long ago did you get that done?
How long ago?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Probably last month.
Oh, last month? Wow. I mean, that's probably why I'm actually giving you a call. I mean, it shows here that your account came back as flagged for review. I mean, has any other agent reached out to you about anything?
Oh, yeah. I'm in a small county here, and they don't have a lot of options here for me, so I had to do some real hunting, but I found something that'll work for me.
Okay. Amazing. Amazing. I mean, can I ask you, I mean, you're 65 years young, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And did you get that coverage that you were looking for? Was it $10,000, $15,000, or was it a little more or a little less?
Which one are we talking about on my car?
No, the death benefit, the final expense and burial program, the life insurance.
Oh, that one. I forgot all about that one.
Oh my God, bro. We got to get you on top of this.
It's early. The sun isn't even out yet here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Am I bothering you?
Well, it's pretty early. I'm still sitting here. I just got out of the bed.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. You know, I really am interested in this, but it's really too close right now to the holidays. I don't have any kind of extra income at all. Could you give me a couple more weeks and call me again?
For sure. That's no
I
problem.
Really am interested in this. But I have
for you, though, real quick. I want to do is, I mean, so since you're 65 years old, what the date of birth is, hold on. I just had it. Where'd it go? It's 6/15/1960?
Correct.
I'm 6. I'm 2000.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. We're not too far, but the years are apart.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. I got you. Just bear with me here. Okay. And then tell me real quick, who do I have the pleasure speaking with? What was your name?
Nancy?
Nancy, I'm Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, how are you? Okay, got you. 1 second. Let me just get this done for you now. Okay, perfect. Okay, and then Nancy, were you looking more so I want to take down some notes so that when we are ready, we get you, you know, fully up and running and all that extra stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just checking here. Were you looking more so to cover up the final expenses, or was it also to leave something behind for the loved ones?
Well, a little of both.
Okay, a little bit of both. Just depends on what you could, you know, put out there just money-wise monthly.
Well, I've got the plot and everything because I'm going to be buried. I don't want to be
I don't want you to be buried anyways either. I don't want you to be buried, so I can go visit you whenever.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I mean, I've got that part almost done, but there's the other little details that have to be paid, and I don't want my kids to be stuck with that, and I'd like to leave them
sure.
A little something.
Okay, gotcha. I mean, let me ask you this real quick, Nancy. The past 7 years, have you had any heart attacks, cancers, or strokes at all?
In the past how many years?
7?
No.
Okay, any high blood pressure, cholesterol, or diabetes?
I had high blood pressure, but I got it. It's down now.
Hey, well, congratulations. I hope it stays gone.
Me too.
You know, I don't want that to come back ever.
Gotcha. Me either.
Okay, and then let's say we were to get you something, right? Were you, how much coverage are you looking for? $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000, $1,000,000, $2,000,000? What are you thinking?
$1,000,000 for about $10 a month.
Hey, you know how if you pedal down, I'll sell the whole world.
I guess it kind of just depends on what my, you know, premiums would be and everything.
Okay.
The whole package.
Yeah, I mean, I have different types of coverages, Nancy. That's the best part about me. Since I do own my own agency, I work with the top 30 AAA-rated life insurance companies. So, I mean, I'm looking at this here. I mean, if we can get you into something that's going to obviously get you that high amount of coverage for a really good price. I mean, but the thing is, I want to be around your price range. What are you looking at monthly where you feel comfortable with spending, where I'm not taking your foot off the table?
Gosh, I don't even know. I haven't even put it on paper.
A ballpark. It doesn't have to be exact. You know, just something that you think, you know, I don't want to go over this much, or I want to be under this much. You know what I mean?
I guess 50 to 75.
Okay, 50 to 75.
Somewhere around there, I mean, give or take.
For sure. Let me check here what I could do for 50 to 75. Obviously, I'm going to put you with, you know, my best rates possible. And obviously, if you've had blood pressure before, did they ever prescribe you medication for the blood pressure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not on it anymore. I'm sorry, what?
Was it one pill a day before, or is it two?
One. Well, sometimes it was two. It just depends on what was going on.
Okay, gotcha. So let me just check here. All righty. I mean, so I do have multiple different companies we could put you with, for sure, just depending on who would accept you, you know, as their, mm-hmm. you know, client, I guess.
Yeah.
So how I'm looking at it from, let's say, if we wanted to get 10,000 in coverage with Americo, you heard of Americo before?
No.
Okay, well, it's one of our companies. I know you heard it. I mean, you probably heard one of our companies we used before. I mean, you heard of Mutual of Omaha, Ethos, companies. Yeah. So
yeah.
I actually have contracted to, you know, put you in their policies as well, depending on, you know, what it is you want to pay monthly, who gets you approved, and all that extra nice stuff.
Right.
All right. So, okay, let me just check here. So 10,000 in coverage with Americo would be around $41 a month.
Okay.
And then let's say 15,000 in coverage with America will put you at about $60 a month. And then 20,000 in coverage would get you around $79 a month.
Okay, that'd probably be the one.
The 20,000 for $79 a month?
Yeah.
For sure. And the thing you said, because you were getting ready for the holidays and all that extra stuff after the holidays, I know the pockets for sure hurt after Christmas. You know? You got any kids that are younger?
No.
It's just older kids?
Yeah.
You see, older kids,
grandkids.
Grandkids that you have to pay for their stuff as well. Your grandma, probably.
I'm a great-grandma. I got the six great-grandma.
You're a great-grandma already?
Yeah.
At 65.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I got six great-grandkids, and I got more on the way.
You guys not have TVs or anything? The family, you know, just pop kids out all the time?
I guess. I don't know. Seems to be.
Gotcha. Yeah, there you go. Well, that's beautiful. I hope you get another 15 more great-grandkids.
Well, thank you.
You know, you got to see them all get married and all.
You know it.
You know? Okay, perfect. I mean, listen, so the best part, Nancy, about our company is that when we do get you all the approval and all that stuff out the way, we don't have to take out a payment today. It could be postponed all the way up to a month. So let's say we get you approved today, right, and then you still have your mind at ease and everything feels good to go, knowing that you can get the coverage and you will be getting the coverage and it'll be coming out this day. You know, it's better than you putting it and paying it off today or tomorrow or the day after. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what we could do here on our side first is if we can get you an approval, all right, let's say we get your approval from that $20,000 in coverage for $79 a month, and at least then mm-hmm. you know, hey, by the way, Adam got me covered. I know we're going to get that approval. Everything's good to go. Let me just tell him to fulfill the payment and all that extra stuff, right?
Right.
So if we can go forward with just getting you approved first, and then from there we could postpone that payment 30 days or a day that you think is right. So let's say, I mean, what day of the month do you usually get paid?
The third.
The third of every month? I mean, we could put it for the third, but it's up to you. Or we could postpone it to the fifth, sixth, seventh, whatever you think is right.
Okay.
You know?
Well, I would like to get it through January before I do that.
Okay.
And then I could do that.
All right. I mean, here, look, let's see. Give me a second here. Since it is the 30th, so I could postpone it to the 30th of next month, I think. Hold on. Bear with me. But you want it probably till the beginning of the month after, right?
Yeah, February or March.
Okay, February or March. So we're in December 30th. Tomorrow's the 31st. Here, let me just check the calendar, how this works real quick. Because I want to make sure, because, I mean, there's some companies that take 3 to 5 business days to even take out the payment.
Right.
So, I mean, obviously, let's say we put you in for the 30th of next month. Obviously, if it takes 3 to 5 days, you'll be put in from between the 30th is next month. Okay, so you got 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, but I don't want to get caught with an overdraft. I want to make sure.
Maybe like the 2nd of February, they probably might. It all just depends on how the company takes it. But most companies, as soon as you do the first draft day, it takes them 3 to 5 business days to process.
Okay.
You know? So, I mean, look,
like I said,
before payment-wise and all that extra stuff, let's try to get you approved first, and then from there, we know what our next steps are. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Gotcha. Perfect. And then you're in the state of?
Wyoming.
Wyoming. Gotcha. All righty. And then we're doing this remote. Perfect. Insured. Okay. And then first name is spelled N-A-N-C-Y?
Correct.
Perfect. And then last name?
Rainwater.
How do you spell that?
R-A-I-N-W-A-T-E-R.
Is that Rainwater?
Yep.
There you go. Gotcha. Okay. And then Mrs. Rainwater, what's a good height for you, hon?
5'6".
5'6"? Okay, perfect. Hey, you're a pretty tall woman.
Well, average, I guess.
Gotcha. And then my mom would slap me across the face and ask this question, but what's a good weight?
160.
160? Gotcha. All righty. And then were you born and raised over there in Wyoming?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. How is it over there? I've never been to Wyoming.
Cold. Cold and windy.
I'm in Illinois, and it's really cold today. It feels like it's -50 degrees.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I don't know what it is out there. It was 11 degrees, and I woke up yesterday.
Really?
I don't know what it is today. I haven't looked.
Yeah, it says it feels like 5 degrees outside.
Brr.
Yeah, it's pretty cold. I walked into my car, and I'm like, yeah, I don't even want to go to work today. You know? Okay,
yep.
Perfect. And then, Nancy, what would be a good street address for you, hon?
420 College Drive, apartment 4B.
4B, and that's over there. Do you have a zip code? Perfect. And then, Nancy, what's a good email for you?
Rainwater225@gmail.com.
Rainwater225@gmail.com. Perfect. Okay, and then this is a good phone number to reach you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. What's that phone number? Okay, and then Nancy, the best part about our company is that nobody is going to come out there and pick, poke, or stab you or do any blood tests or all that extra stuff. So what they do is they ask for a social or run all that information and tie you to Nancy Rainwater to make sure that you are the woman that will be getting, not you, but the beneficiary will be getting the death benefit to tie you to yourself, okay?
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay, and then for that, send me your prescription check, and for that information, we'll be a good social. Validate insured info. Just processing. Bear with me. Okay, next up. Beautiful. And then, have you used any nicotine products in the last 12 months?
No.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, Nancy, would you like to add an accidental death benefit rider on the policy or no? So, God forbid anything happens.
No.
Okay.
No, perfect. No, not now.
All right. I think, hold on, just give you that price too so that when you want to change it, you can. So with the death benefit rider additional, it brings it to $86. So I believe it's like $6-$7 extra a month.
Oh, that's not too bad. Okay.
Yeah. So you wanted to put that on or you want to wait for it?
No, I'm going to wait.
Okay, perfect. Gotcha. All righty.
I mean, it still pays out. If you die, you die. They pay it out, right?
Yeah. So, God forbid. So, let's say this, right, Nancy? I'm going to give you an example. So, we get you an approval today. We postpone the payment for 30 days. We make sure that the payment comes out after 30 days, right? As soon as you make that first payment, and God forbid you pass away that same month, I believe you are. Why? Because now you have that full coverage. If you have the payment, let's say, not drafted, then, you know, that's why I like to tell my clients, hey, I would like you to take advantage of the day one immediate coverage. Why? Because you're not promised tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
So it's going to be really hard for you to say, hey, yeah, do it or don't do it. Because, you know, at the same time, yeah, it might be tough times for us to pay this month now. But at the same time, what happens next month if you pass away?
Right.
You know, so I mean, some people like to take the chance, but it's only a 30 days. So, I mean, I hope nothing happens to you, Nancy, because I'm going to be sad because I already like you a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, gotcha. And then within the past 5 years, has a member of the medical profession consulted you, provided care or treatment, prescribed medication for any of these listed conditions, HIV, AIDS, diabetes, chronic lung, respiratory disease, cancer, alcohol abuse, heart disease, drug abuse, leukemia, blood disorder, any of those?
No.
Okay, perfect. Gotcha. All righty. Okay. So, Nancy, I'm going to send you a 6-digit code now from America so they can make sure we are doing this over the phone. Once you get it, it should be coming from America Financial Life and then a 6-digit code underneath it, all right?
Okay.
Perfect. I just sent that over to you. I know those text codes usually are tricky.
Okay. Does use this code to electronically sign documents?
Yes, ma'am.
Am I signing something right now?
No. So what you're doing is you're signing the documents for them to process to see if you get approved or denied first. And then okay. There's also going to be one more text code that comes at the end once we get you finalized.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you need that code or something?
Yes, ma'am.
560-207.
All righty. Verify code. Perfect. Okay, next up. Are there any existing life insurance or annuity coverage on the life of any proposed insurer? Do you have any coverage currently for life insurance or no?
Well, I do because I'm making payments on the funeral stuff at the nursing or at the cemetery, and so I have terrible credit, and so they made me have
they made you
some
like
kind
a
of an insurance life insurance thing to cover me in case something happens before I get that paid off.
Gotcha. And how much are you paying on that monthly?
$65.
So you're paying $65 for that, but you're also paying for the thing?
Funeral, yeah.
So you're paying double?
Pretty much, yeah. Not quite
Nancy,
double,
what
but
are
yeah.
we doing, Miss Rainwater? We got to get this sorted out. They made you sign up for a policy to make sure that they're secured if you don't pay out the stone?
Yeah. Well,
that's
it's not the stone,
weird.
It's the... It's I don't know, all the vault and all that, the plot, yeah.
And then how much is the plot? Around 10,000 to 15,000, right?
Well, it's a double, and I had already paid about half of it when my husband died.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So it's just the leftovers.
Okay. I mean, that's still weird, though. I mean, they're doing business, I guess. If they're having you pay for the plot, get life insurance, they're making some money, Miss Rainwater.
Yeah, I know they are.
You know?
I had to have it. I didn't know what else to do.
Yeah. I mean, look, as soon as we get you this cover, I mean, do they tell you you have to have it?
Yeah.
That's so weird. I never heard of that before. I'm going to do some research for you, too. We're going to get to the bottom of it. Don't worry.
Okay, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Now you have Adam on your side for everything you need.
Cool.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, Mr. Rainwater, when you wanted to put all this information, who'd you want to list as a beneficiary?
Well, I would like it to split up between my surviving children.
Okay.
Since I don't know the best way to do that, there's six.
Okay. Whoa, six kids. Let me see if I can add six here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I could do it.
Awesome.
Yeah, but how do you do six?
I'm sorry, what?
I wanted to see how we're going to divide this, though. So let's do this first.
Oh, okay.
What's the first kid's name?
It'd be Ryan. Let's see, Ryan.
Ryan.
Yeah, last name is all Rainwater.
Rainwater. Okay, gotcha. And that's your son?
Yes.
Perfect. And then the second child?
Robert.
I can't say child if they're grown men. It's hard.
Yeah, they're grown men now. They're almost 50.
Gotcha. Robert, and then is that also Rainwater?
Yes, they're all Rainwater.
Okay, perfect. And then the third?
Let's see. Donovan. D-O-N-O-V-A-N.
Gotcha. Rainwater. I like that last name. It's catchy. It's nice.
Thank you.
No problem. Gotcha. And then the next guy, I don't even want to say child anymore, or kid.
Derek. D-E-R-I-K.
R-I-K. Gotcha. Rainwater. All righty. And then the next child?
Christian.
You only have boys?
Yeah. I had seven. I lost one in a fire.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry to hear that. Gotcha. Okay. And then the last one.
Jonathan.
Hey, you have good memory. If I had seven boys or even six boys or five, I'm not going to remember every single one of them nonstop. You just put them all out there. All righty. Gotcha. Rainwater. Okay. And they're all your boys. Child. They're going to be like, hey, why do we receive a check after you pass? I hope it's not recent or soon or anything, but they're going to be like, you received the check. What happened? You know? Gotcha. Okay, now let's say we put 20. Who's the youngest? Because we're going to give them only 10% and 10%, and the oldest get. Or how do we do this? Should I put them all at 15?
Do what now?
I'm going to see the percentage split because it's 100% okay. Split divided by six people. Now we're at 15, 15, and 15. That's 60. 75. All righty. You have anything planned for today?
No, not really. Just make it through another day.
Here you go. All righty. Boom. Okay, now we're going to put them as the primaries as well. Oh, I can't wait until the weather gets better again.
Me either. I just moved back here from Arizona.
Yeah, I want to walk my dog for 15 years. So cold.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, perfect. And then let's say we were to get you all approved and you wanted to make the payment. Would you like to put them as the third of the month?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Gotcha. All righty. And then the pair will be you, right? Nancy Rainwater?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, and then we want to fund the policy. Which financial institution would you be using? Like a Chase, Bank of America? I don't even know the banks over there in Wyoming.
Well, I'm not in Arizona. I'm in Arizona Credit Union, Arizona Financial.
Arizona Financial, that's a credit union?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. You used to live over there?
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. What made you go to Wyoming then? Arizona's always so nice and warm.
Well, because I was adopted. It's a long story. I was adopted.
That's a long story that we could sit here and talk about the whole thing, or we could talk about it a different day. It doesn't matter.
Well, it's not that long. One of my kids was real curious because I was adopted, and he got into that genealogy thing and found that I had brothers and sisters. Birth
really?
Mother, brothers and sisters, and so I met them, and now, and they were here, of course. And so they packed me up and wanted me to move back here to be with them. So here I am.
Hey, that's nice.
It's different.
It's really different. That's beautiful. I like it. Your son was just being too damn nosy.
Yeah.
Well, let me see who my mom's siblings are real quick, huh?
Yeah.
I did some research, found them all, got their information, and gave them a call.
Pretty much. That's about how it worked.
Hey, there you go. We got to, Nancy, we got to sign up all the kids as well. We got to get you guys all that family plan.
Yeah, there we go.
You know, once we get you approved and everything and you like it, we're going to get all the kids on board after, you know, a week, a two, a month, whatever it is.
Sounds good.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, and then Nancy, so I put in the credit union in Arizona, and then the routing number automatically populated. I'm going to read it to you, okay? Once I read it to you, just let me know if it's correct.
Well, I don't know. I got to find it. Hang on a minute. Let me get it up on my phone.
Take your time. Hey, at least you know how to find it on your phone. You know, a lot of clients usually sit there and be like, oh, well, I need to find my checkbook. They start digging through a bunch of files.
Well, I could do that, but it'll take a while to do that. I can get it up to my phone real quick.
one time I waited on a client maybe an hour and a half until he found it, digging in his little stack.
You're kidding. Oh, my God.
It'll take me just a minute. it was crazy. I just sat there. I'm like, wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a crazy job. You know, honestly, I love it. You know, I sit here, I listen to everybody's stories. It makes my day go on a lot faster, and I make a good bond with all my clients.
Heck yeah.
Like, now I'm going to save you as Nancy, adopted but found family. Yeah, and then like I said to Nancy, once we get that approved and all that information out the way, I'm going to postpone it as late as possible. And then from there, we can always give the company a call to tell them, hey, by the way, she's not ready to make the first payment, then we could always move that too as well. Because the company usually is a little more flexible.
Okay, it should be all right.
All right, perfect.
In here. Changed my app around now. I got to look a little harder. Okay, I got it up here. What's the number you're looking for?
The routing. I'm going to read it to you and just tell me if it's correct.
Okay.
All right. All right. Okay, hold on a second here. I just don't like when it asks me a million questions. I feel like it, you know?
Yeah.
All righty. Okay. You have nothing planned for today, Nancy?
Not really, no. I might go over to one of my other kids' house. I don't know.
What are all their houses today? You're going to be killing time pretty fast.
Yeah.
You go to all six of them, it's going to be, oh, okay, well, hey, how are you? Go.
Yeah, no, I won't do that in one day.
Gotcha. All righty. Am I related to Nancy? No. How long have I known her for? About an hour. Gotcha.
That's my whole life story now, though.
I know the whole thing now. I love it. You know, it's, I like it. It's a pretty nice story.
It's mine anyway.
Yeah. Gotcha. All righty. Bear with me here. Just putting down all this information. Okay. Okay, and then we're going to also send out the policy packet, I believe, by email and also by mail.
Okay.
All right. Okay, perfect. All right, let's see here what the next step is. Signing. Okay, there you go. Okay, I just sent you over that last six-digit text code, and then from there, I believe we'll be good to go.
Okay.
All right. And then from that, going to that 30 days. So once, if you, I'm going to give you all my number and information too. I'm going to send you a text. Once you get all that out the way as well, any questions at all, just give me a call. I'm always here to answer.
Okay.
All righty. Whenever you're ready.
Let's see. Which one of these things that I got going on here?
Alrighty, hold on. I'm just doing that little circle. You know that circle of loading? I hate that loading circle.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I sit there on my chair and I'm just jumping up and down. I'm like, come on, just give me that approval. You know? Alrighty, perfect. Okay, Nancy, so I got good news for you and bad news for you. Which one do you want?
Either one. Both, probably.
Ready? It's rainwater. The bad news is you are stuck with me the rest of your life.
Oh, good. Okay, that's not bad.
And the good news is we got you approved.
Perfect.
All right. So I postponed it for 30 days as well. And then hopefully by then, I'm going to also give you a call before it even drafts just to make sure that we have something in the account. And then from there as well, I'm going to make sure that we get all that situated. And then if you needed that extra time, we'll give them a call and we'll see what we can do with that. All right?
Okay.
All righty then, Mr. Rainwater. Well, if you need anything at all, give me a call or text. My name is Adam. All right? And okay. I want to hear more of your stories. I know this is just one of many.
<It's funny. laughs>
All right? Okay, Miss Rainwater, if you need anything at all, like I said, do not hesitate to give me a call or text, all right, hon?
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
You know, are you going to, I was wondering, you said you would check into that other thing, with it's Global that has that other thing on my funeral stuff?
Is it Global or Globe Life?
It might be Globe Life.
Yeah, I mean, look, what I'm going to do here is I want to see what we can do first with the company you're with or whoever the funeral home is or all that extra stuff. And then from there, I want to see what we can also do to see what steps we take to see if you have to have it or not have to have it.
That would be so awesome if I could get out
and
one, you know.
Because
I want
it
to continue. I don't want it just for that.
Yeah. I'm going to put down on my notes here to give you a call.
Okay.
I want to give you a call by today just so we can see what we can do with want to make sure you
okay.
all are in the best position.
Okay.
Okay. All right, gotcha, Ms. Rainwater. Well, anything else you need, I'm going to shoot you a text over with my phone number, too, just so you can always have that as well, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
I gotcha, hon. All right, you take care. You have a wonderful rest of your day, and keep yourself busy.
Okay, thank you.
I gotcha, Ms. Rainwater. All righty, then.
All righty.
All right.
Have a good one.
You
bye-bye. Well. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Word.